Good afternoon, and welcome to Cresta in the afternoon. Ciao, Bella. I'm Bruce McGregor, along with Chris McGregor. Well, we're happy to be here. We're just punchy, so. Bruce and Chris McGregor in for Al, and Al and Nick in Rome. Keep them in your prayers as well during this Jubilee Year of Mercy. No. Yeah, no dry ice in Rome, I don't think. All right, we're talking about healing and mercy in the heart of the family. Joining us to do that, Director of Pastoral Affairs at Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska, Laura Buddenberg. Thanks for staying with us, Laura. We appreciate it. And as we go through our conversation with Laura, if you have something on your mind and a family issue that you'd like to address, the call-in number is toll-free, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. Again, if you have a question buzzing around in your brain, give us a call, and we'll be happy to field it.
You know, so often, Laura, there are folks out there that are desiring to find a solution within the context of their faith, especially the Catholic faith. And for many people that are out there listening right now, maybe they're in their car, they're in their home, and where they're at, they just don't know how to access those resources. That has been one of the most important aspects of Boys Town, their mission out into the world to make it available resources freely to those who are seeking.
Well, we know that families struggle and want help, and sometimes you can't get to a place where you can get it. So we use technology like everybody else, because our mission, if you look at it ultimately, is to save children and heal families. So that is not just a tagline for us. It's what we live every day at work and out with our own families. So we do provide a website with all kinds of great parenting suggestions on it. And that's sort of the launch pad where you can get to a Facebook page and some other articles and help that will give you practical suggestions for your kids, everything from how to keep Christmas from getting over commercialized to how do you handle tantrums in public, to what happens if you don't like your teenager's friends and you need to do something about that. How can you handle that in a way that teaches your child and preserves that relationship at the same time? And it's pretty easy. All of these things are pretty easy to find because you can get them at boystown.org.
No, that's easy.
That's easy.
We're all about easy.
And that is really easy. And because we know that families are looking for those tips, those quick tips. Now, our Common Sense Parenting Program, which is used around the world, is available in all 50 states somewhere. So churches use it, other youth-serving organizations use it. In places where we have a presence ourselves, Santa Ana, California, Las Vegas, Nevada, San Antonio, Texas, New Orleans, Louisiana, Tallahassee, Florida.
All over.
All over. Orlando, Washington, D.C., Providence, Rhode Island, New York. We teach parenting classes. And that can be a great way, too, for families to come in, invest some time, discover that you aren't the only one who's struggling. And again, learn how to teach your children in a way that is loving, teaches them respect, shows them mercy, really, and helps you be together as a family in a way where you really do love and enjoy each other.
Yeah, it's very difficult when we talk about going through the mercy doors and wanting to experience and believing and actually believing, receiving in your heart that God loves you and he wants to be a part of who you are and accepts you. And if we haven't had that experience somewhere, and that the family is that key place where that happens. And so often, a lot of the young men and women who come to Boys Town actually travel here or to those other locations have come from situations where it is so broken and so bad that they first need to be healed. But Boys Town also, if I'm not mistaken, Laura, sees the importance of not just helping the kid, the child, but also to help that family to heal.
Yes, we understand that, of course, kids come from families and they go back to families or to their people. We don't keep kids in our family home program forever. They graduate and leave us. And it's important to help them connect back to their own families when they can, and also to help their families maybe learn a different way of relating that really shows their love and restores their relationship and heals that relationship. We all know that the culture's tough on families, and kids end up sometimes needing to be out of their homes for a while for a variety of different reasons. Sometimes there's a lot of frustration. It's tough for parents to provide the monitoring maybe that an adolescent needs, and if you have three or four or five other kids in your home, it's tough to keep track of everybody. So sometimes a break happens. But in the course of that break, there can also be a tremendous amount of healing, where we help families reconcile, learn to practice the skill of asking for forgiveness and accepting an apology, making an apology and accepting one, learn different ways, learn how to control your anger, how to keep yourself calm, how to take a break until you're ready to talk through a problem, and really, in very practical ways, then how to tell your kid and how to tell your, you know, whether it's your little one or your older child, I love you, I'm here for you, and I'm going to help you. And those can be tough words for parents to say and kids to hear when the relationship has been broken for a while.
It's an extraordinary model, a witness, as I suppose we could say, that the servant of God, Father Flanagan, left for us. And we see that modeled in all those who do the outreach of and share in the mission that is Boys Town.
You really do see that. It's very beautiful on our campus in Omaha, Nebraska. You can come, and Father Flanagan's tomb is a part of our Dowd Chapel Immaculate Conception of Mary Parish. And certainly many people come and pray there, and when you consider that Father Flanagan really did look at all kids as good, that this is about what they learned, and if they learned things that are harmful to themselves or others, then they can learn things that are helpful, that are responsible, and that invite love into their lives and let them be successful as adults. It's pretty amazing when you consider the number of lives that have been touched by Father Flanagan down through now, almost 100 years. Yeah.
And the resources, again, let's give out the website. It's boystown.org.
Yep. Boystown.org, BOYSTOWN.org. You can get to our parenting page from there and all kinds of good practical suggestions again.
Because I think one of those areas that really I think we need to be educated in, it's transitioning so quickly, is social media.
Yes.
I cannot keep up. I'm just barely beginning to really understand the complexities. It really is a complex system that is Twitter. Twitter isn't just something that is a feed, but there's like multiple feeds. There's Periscope now. There's Google Hangouts. There's all these different venues. They're not on Facebook. Teenagers, particularly,
no, that's
not
old
on
people.
Facebook.
No, that's grandparents'
yeah.
book. No.
Yes, yeah. Bruce is just beginning now to say, no, who are these people that are liking me? You know, and they really are your friends, Bruce.
Indeed.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
But anyway, there's just a few thousands of them. But anyway, the key is at boystown.org, you can find those helps that can help you to learn as a parent or grandparent. I keep going back to grandparents because they're the ones that are even feeling like I need to be a bridge maybe for my grandkids.
One thing for all parents and grandparents to know is that research tells us, and our practical experience lived every day at Boys Town tell us, that you are the most important influence in your child and your grandchild's life. Don't buy what the culture says, that parents are passe, and it doesn't matter. You may get some eye rolling and gnashing of teeth when you suggest a boundary. They may find you, you know, terminally uncool for a while. But what you think and what you say and how you treat them matters so much that you are a huge influence on your children and grandchildren. That's number one. Hang in there. The technology is astounding, and the speed at which it is moving is terrifying sometimes to adults because kids use it and they are fearless. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've joked for years. I was pretty convinced I could break the internet. I'm still not entirely sure I couldn't.
I thought that was you last week.
It could have been me. I mean, adults have a natural fear. Kids have no fear. But guys, the principles of loving, merciful, responsible, godly parenting are the same today that they were 100 years ago when Father Flanagan got started. Mm-hmm. And as they were back in the Old Testament, which means even if the technology is changing, the way you talk to your kids, the boundaries you help them set, the positive consequences and negative consequences. That's going to apply to everything that they do, including how they use their smartphones or handheld devices or video game console or whatever the technology is going to bring us.
Right. And keep in mind that their cognitive abilities with this stuff are developing.
Yes, they
are. In terms of moral compass and everything else, sometimes we shake our heads when we see some of the stuff these young people do on social media. And we're like, what were you thinking? And the plain fact is, the brain just hasn't quite developed in some of those areas yet.
Yep, they don't have the hardware yet. And way back in the times of the ancient Romans, they wondered what kids were thinking. So everything old is new again. But yes, and if you are patient, instead of blowing up and getting angry, if you sit down with your child and say, first of all, let's talk about what happened. Second of all, what should you have been doing on Twitter? If you could go back and do it again, what would you do differently? Maybe you're going to be restricted from usage for a while, and then, we're going to pick it up again, and we're going to be a little more careful next time. You apply the Ten Commandments then to everything and help your kids see things through the lens of their faith. That way, no matter what the technology brings them now or 5 years from now or 10 or 20 when they don't live in your house anymore, they will be responsible, and they'll know how to navigate the world, as we've said before, in a way that's respectful of God, themselves, and others. And that will bring love and mercy into their lives.
That's right. I think we think that mercy is just something that God is going to give us. I mean, yes, through the sacrament of confession and through many ways and receiving his love, but it often comes through the love of others. That's how that door is open. The handle on the door is open because someone has shown mercy to us. And ideally, in Christian families, we are called, aren't we, Laura, to be the ones who begin to open, to be those door handles.
We really are. And for our children, absolutely, and grandchildren, they are born, and this is the way God set it up. This is the way he designed it, to be completely dependent on us. They don't hop out of the nest for a lot of years. They are completely dependent on us. We represent to them everything they need. They have to get from us. And that is how they learn about God. If they learn that we're reliable, that we're loving, that they can trust us, then they learn that God is reliable and loving, and they can trust him. And when we teach them